Today we're reading from John 10, verses 11 through 21. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and now there should be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. The Jews who heard these words were divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" Father said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by demons. Can the demon open the eyes of the blind?" Okay, so one thing that is necessary to point out before again is that John was writing the story of Jesus speaking to the mixed audience. The Pharisees were there, and this scripture put a divide in them. So now I'm going to reread verses 11 through 13. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. So this is showing us the difference between Jesus and the leaders of this time. He points out that he gave up his life for us when the leaders would not have saved us like he did. These leaders would have let us get eaten by sin, which is the metaphorical wolf. In our lives, this is easily shown by society being the wolf. Jesus washed away our sins to save us, while society, the wolf, eating us alive with the pressures of fitting in. 14 through 16, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is showing us that us Christians are the sheep, and we know him and what he stands for. Again, he reminds us that he will lay down his life for us. This is mentioned twice because it can be really hard to grasp that for these people. This is before he had died on the cross, and people do not necessarily understand yet that he will actually die for us so that we can go to heaven where everything is perfect. He goes on to say that there are other sheep of his pen that are not in his pen, which is talking about those who are not followers of Christ. He wants them to come join the main flock so there's one huge group of believers and none who do not believe. 17 through 18. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Again, he is repeating that he will lay down his life for us. That is said three times now. Yet, when the day came, nobody believed it, that he would be able to rise and go to heaven after walking on the earth. It is easier to believe after reading and hearing the scripture for years, than actually being told and being there when it happened. He also said that this was his choice to give up his life for us, to suffer for us. We're given a similar choice too. We are given the choice to follow him and to follow his word. 19-21, the Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of a blind?" The Jews that were listening to this became divided. They went so far to say that he was demon-possessed and raving mad. They did not understand why they should listen to him. Yet those who are on Jesus' side mentioned the fact that he cannot be demon-possessed because he can heal the blind. So what does that mean for us? How is the scripture important to the way we live our lives? Easy. We need to act like the good shepherd in our day-to-day lives. We need to share God's word to those who did not believe. The scripture reminds me of the parable of lost sheep, which is Luke 15, 4 through 7. It says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he have the 99? Suppose you have one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and his neighbors to say, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way that there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The 99 sheep were with the shepherd, and he leaves to find the one lost sheep. The lost sheep are those in society who do not believe in Christ. We need to go and search for that one sheep to bring them to us, the flock, so that we can introduce them to God. I said easy before. By easy, I meant the answer was easy to figure out. But it is hard to go and act like a good shepherd. Although times have seemed to change, they have not. God's word has still not reached many people who are in need. And so I challenge everyone to go show God's love to one person this week who does not know him. Maybe we can find that one lost sheep and to share God's love with them and bring them back to the flock. Please pray with me. God, thank you for Youth Sunday and all the hard work that has been put into today. Thank you for the Bible and for the many messages it holds to help us live like good shepherds. I pray that we can go and find one lost sheep and bring that person to you. In Jesus' name, amen.